Red Deer County and City of Red Deer Councils have officially endorsed a plan that outlines how the communities will grow together. An updated Intermunicipal Development Plan, IDP, was passed unanimously by City Council on Monday. On Tuesday, County Council passed the IDP, although two councilors voted against. Count. Dana DePalm said residents have told her they are not happy with the amount of land that has been identified as future growth areas for the city. Concerns have been raised to me about how much farmland is contained in this growth area and whether the city really needs it at this point in time, said DePalm, who voted against with Cowan. Christine Moore. I guess right now I don't really agree with the map as proposed, said DePalm. Moore said she also has heard concerns about how the plan might affect agriculture producers. Right now, I don't think they are being served by this document as they should be, and there could be negative impacts to their future expansion or potential subdivision. Cowan. Philip Massier said that the plan provides protection for agriculture while not stifling growth. I hear the growth area is too big. Too big for what? Too big to protect agriculture? Really, what that future growth area does is prevent speculators from leapfrogging development before the city is ready for it. By having the growth area as ag land, you know the future use of it is going to be as ag land until the city can justify why they need it for development. Cowan. Lonnie Kennett said while the IDP may not be perfect, it's actually protecting farmland and stopping the speculators who try to jump in and do things that aren't good for farmland. Kennett said the IDP can be changed again if necessary. That's the great thing about this document, it is not set in stone forever. Cowan. Brent Ramsey supported the new plan. I think it's important that we get this updated because it is improving on what was in place in the past, he said, referring to the reduced city growth area in the new plan. A lot of work has gone into it in getting us to this point, and I think not passing it leaves us with the old policy, which leaves us with more area to be concerned about it. He acknowledged concerns about how much land is earmarked for future urban growth. But this is a starting place that we can start to improve on as things progress. Mayor Jim Wood could not vote on the IDP because he was not present for earlier discussions. But following the vote, he called it a momentous day for both municipalities. Red Deer Mayor Ken Johnston said in a joint statement that the IDP reflects the strength of the working relationship and our shared belief that regional collaboration is the key to building strong, resilient communities. It's a forward-looking plan that not only guides how we grow but how we work together with trust and mutual respect. The IDP addresses everything from land use and transportation to indigenous relations, joint economic development and environmental preservation. It replaces a 2007 plan and was developed over 3 years by a regional collaboration committee with input from administration from both municipalities, residents, businesses and indigenous communities.